This, ladies and gentlemen, is The Shade.
What is up?
What's happening?
This is The Shade.
Right here.
On Active FM.
Where radio
has never been
shadier. And shadier.
Yeah, why did you say and?
Okay.
And you are with your shady hosts themselves. The one and only.
The two and only.
Yeah, I was thinking the same. And I was like, just run with it. The two and... Yeah, the two of them. Yeah, they are two people.
It's us, you know.
It is us. It's not one person.
Nope.
And it is Thabo and Sesh.
Yes.
Yeah. And today, we're gagging. So, like, I'm, like, not feeling well at all. I came into the studio, like, feeling really, like, nauseous and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And at any point in the show, I could very easily throw up.
And I overate.
Yeah,
I don't normally do it, but today
I just decided to.
Why not, like, grab four slices of bread next to the rice?
Oh!
Under the biscuits.
Oh! Wait, whoa. You ate rice, bread, and biscuits on the same plate.
That's why it's coming back.
No wonder your body's like horrified with you.
Yeah, you know.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, so yes, we are gagging today.
And while we're gagging, we're initiating another new Active FM show.
Another one.
What is it called again? I keep forgetting the name of their show.
Press what?
It has something to do with jokes. I think they're trying to be funny. I don't know. Yeah, that was a flip, man. It was something like, we're not funny. Or something like that.
Because when I heard the name, I didn't laugh. At all.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
In fact, Thabo, didn't you have a suggestion for the show, this name?
I did.
Yes, you did. So the person that tried to be funny.
Yes.
Or was trying to be funny. Came up to us and asked us for our humble opinions.
Yes.
To give them great advice.
Genius advice.
Genius advice. And that was, what should I name my show? And Thabo came up with a name for the show. What was the name, Thabo?
Genius, right?
No, that wasn't the name.
Yeah, it wasn't the name.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it was
genius. It was genius, yeah.
But this person thought, you know what? Let me not listen to this greatness. And then let me go out and be simple and be average.
Okay, yeah.
What I gave her was... The name of the show was going to be... Time to laugh here.
The here has to be there.
Like, imagine that.
Time to laugh.
Like, hey, man, what you listening to? No, time to laugh here. Like, come on.
Wow.
Come on.
But unfortunately, they did not go with that name.
They did not go with
that
name.
They did not think it was genius.
I must
be honest, when I heard it at first, I was shocked as well. I looked at Thabo like he was mad. But I think it's growing on me now.
It has, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they didn't name it that. They decided to name it something. And we'll just let them tell you what they decided to name it. Because we're too offended to say that name.
Yeah, I'm hurt.
That is making us gag. Yes. So we have two people with us. The first person is the person that rejected Thabo's name. Would you, person who rejected Thabo's name, like to introduce yourself?
Are we talking about me?
Yes, we are talking about you, person who decided to reject Thabo's name.
Sensitive. It's just Jess in the house. Hi, everybody.
What house?
What house?
Don't be shady just because I didn't take your name, your lame name. Take your L with pride.
So tell us, what did you actually name your show?
So my show is just Gags with Jess. You get the J at the beginning and the end. Makes sense. And we talk about all things jokes and comedy.
Doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense to Thabo.
Yes, it does.
Sorry. It really, yeah.
You just decided to make the show about yourself. And that was selfish.
No,
and
we're gagging. It's laughter with me. Just because you guys couldn't put your name in your show is not my fault.
We don't need our name in our show.
We don't, because people know it's us.
your name is so unoriginal. Isn't there the Late Late Show with someone already? So
no, the name of our show is The Shade.
Yes, so get your facts right.
That's
Jess.
So
selfish, Jess. Do you selfish?
Oh my word! All right, you know what? this is hectic because you're supposed to be a funny show and now you're insulting us. Mm-hmm. This is hectic. But apparently you have a co-host.
Oh, does she?
Because yes, she's not funny enough by herself.
Yeah, so she needs support.
And would you like to introduce us to your co-host?
My co-host is mostly known for her lovely voice on stage during youth. And it is the lovely Ashley.
Woohoo! Right.
Did she just cheer for herself? What is with this radio show? First of all, no. You were like, whoa, that's like Tabo going, and Sash. And I'm like, yeah. Like, first of all, you put your name in the show title. Then you cheer for yourself. This is horrible. You know what? This is why we are initiating these new shows.
Yes.
Yes. So we decided.
In general. You just don't new shows in general.
No.
We should shade y'all back in our show. I think that's a good idea.
That is an awesome idea. Actually, we should mimic them. Remember, we have challenges where we can imitate people. I'm so imitating Sash. Like, I think I have it down. I'm definitely doing it.
So now we're going to get back to the important things of the show.
Yes.
Now that these two have said whatever they wanted to say. Mm-hmm. So we decided, we were inspired. You see, we were actually inspired by you guys, but now we're just gagging.
That touches our soul.
I feel like I very easily could throw up. Tabo is the biscuits that they're sitting, they're coming up, right? They're literally like walking up your esophagus.
My throat now.
Yeah, I can hear where they are. Mm. All right, so we were inspired and we decided we were going to introduce a segment on The Shade called Deep Jokes.
Deep Jokes.
Where we give one deep joke.
Just one.
Just one. Every show, we'll give a deep joke.
One
for deep our lovely joke listeners.
Sure.
That only
deep people get.
Yes. So, we're not expecting you guys to get this one.
All right, Tabo, do you have the joke?
Yes, I have the joke.
So, Tabo's going to deliver the joke to us. I'm ready.
Of course you're ready, Sash. I mean, you deep. Okay, here it goes. The first ever
deep joke.
Deep joke in The Shade.
Mm-hmm.
Historic moment.
Mm-hmm. History's being made right now.
Right here.
Right here.
You guys are witnessing it.
Listening to it.
Right here. Here it goes. If cats could talk, they wouldn't.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, our first deep joke in the history of deep jokes.
If cats could talk, they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, this deep.
Makes sense, though. Really makes sense.
That is not funny. Stop laughing, guys.
Say that again, sorry.
It's not funny. I don't know why you guys are laughing.
This is a sense of humor that surpasses your sense of humor. So what we decided would give you two an opportunity to make us laugh. Guys have got 2 minutes, the next 2 minutes, to make us laugh. No prep, because you guys are supposed to be a funny show, so it shouldn't take effort for you. Like, we don't have to always plan our shade. It just comes out naturally. Do you understand what I'm saying? So for you guys, humor and making people laugh should come naturally too. So we are going to give you guys 2 minutes and you have to try and make Tabo and I laugh. We will be fair. If we find it funny, we will laugh.
So what are we joking about
here? That is not our job. We are The Shade. We are not here to make jokes. We are here to shade.
Yes.
We're not asking you to shade. We're inspiring you to shade because clearly you've been trying to shade us.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. You guys can do whatever you want. Say whatever you want.
But that's not fair. I said I'm not funny. I said I'm good at impersonations. I'm not funny.
So then do impersonations that are funny.
Yes.
We don't do stand-up comedy. You know, we don't tell jokes. We talk about jokes.
All right. Let's put it like this. The future of Just Gags with Jess is on the line here.
Oh, wow.
Depending on you making us laugh will determine whether your show continues.
Yes.
Yes. So you have the next 2 minutes. Go.
Yeah, funny guys. I'm just joking. They're putting us on the spotlight. Like, I don't understand. This. It's just.
Okay, y'all just didn't understand. Anything. I'm not funny at all. I just do impersonations and I make people laugh because I don't say funny stuff. But I'm good at what I do. So y'all put me on the spot right now and I don't know what to say.
Exactly.
My people love me. That's all that matters. You can't shade
exactly
me.
Exactly our
shade.
Point.
You can't with the cherry
on top.
I am impersonating Madea. If you don't know who Madea is, then you don't deserve to be on planet Earth.
Yeah, you don't, yeah.
No, I know who Madea is. Yeah. I do a movie show.
Unfortunately.
Give me more credit than that, man.
I listen to the movie show.
Tavo just made me laugh. Tavo just made Ashley laugh. Yay, go Tavo!
No, that wasn't the deal.
Time to laugh, yeah.
You guys are laughing.
He just made it laugh. No, his show is titled Mafia. You see, guys, you should have gone with that title. I'm just saying, you can change it. We all will accept you changing your title.
No, we're fine never. With what we have.
All right, keep gagging at us then. We'll just keep on
we'll
gagging.
Yeah, we'll also keep gagging. We just like our gags, and we'll keep
all right.
gagging.
Since you're good at impersonations, Tab will give her something to impersonate.
Yeah. That is a good idea because, like, that is like the best idea that
I don't know.
Then you can say, I don't know who that is, and he'll give you someone else.
Okay. Yes, we got this, baby girl. We got this.
No, you don't. I'm gonna give you a situation.
Ah,
okay.
And then you have to act it out,
okay.
Impersonate it out.
Oh. I don't think you have to put out of the impersonate.
I know.
Okay, I'm sick.
I know. Now I know.
Oh, now you know.
Okay, Jess. You are a Chinese lady.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
I am a Chinese lady.
A Chinese lady. Lady.
A lady.
You're a Chinese lady.
Okay.
That is shouting a customer for stealing.
I'm doing one.
That is such a cool one. Hey?
So you're a Chinese lady who's shouting at a customer for stealing. Dum, dum, dum.
For Go. Stealing.
For stealing. You said for sneezing. Well, you can shout at them for sneezing as well. But
yes, you can.
But yeah, sneezing or stealing, you can.
No,
pick.
I said stealing.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that sneezing would be funny, but yeah, go for it.
Okay, wait. A Chinese...
You got this, Jess. You got like? This, baby girl. Like, we got this, man.
No, we don't. What the hell, Chinese people?
We don't. You can't bring us down like this, man. Do you know how Chinese people shout? They shout so cool. Like, they're very cool at shouting.
Oh, have you ever been shouted at by a Chinese?
Yes, actually. When... I'm serious.
Oh my goodness. You were shouted at by a Chinese person.
Do you know why? Because we gave the we went to go buy something. Me, my mom, and my brother, we went to go buy something at China City, I think. And then, we didn't have like solid coins, like the 5 rands and the 2 rands and whatever. So we had since the we had the brown thingamajigaton.
Coins.
Yes, the brown coins, those ones. So now she apparently doesn't deal with those brown coins because they disrespectful to her. Like
5 cents doesn't buy.
No, I'm not talking about 5 cents.
Really
I didn't say bronze.
I
said 80 brown.
80 cents doesn't buy.
Ah, 10 cents still buy. You know, someone can shout at you for not having a 10 cent. That 10 cent is missing. Huh? It's rough out there. It's rough. So now we paid and everything, and then this is her. She's counting because now I think maybe it was also hard for her to count the money and stuff. And she's like, "What is this? Why are you giving me lavish? This is lavish. I don't understand. Why are you giving me lavish?"
Oh, wow, you laugh.
Lavish.
Tavo, you laugh.
What's lavish?
You actually okay. All right.
Because
so you guys have made Tavo laugh. All right, Jess, go. Go
so easy, like these Chinese, because obviously she couldn't pronounce rubbish. She wants to say rubbish, but like
Jess, do your impersonation.
Jess, you got this, girl.
I don't understand what you want me to say. Why are you taking something that's 10 rand? You need to take something that's 15 rand. Why are you stealing in my shop? You can't steal in my shop. I said it's 10 rand. You give me 5 rand. Why are you stealing in my shop? Oh, sugar. Shimma.
that was nice. That was actually nice. Wow. All right. Okay. See, we're not not mean to you guys. We actually are laughing. We're not being difficult. Mm. All right. Ashley, give Jason an impersonation now.
Sure. Now I have to think of... does it have to be like a character or just...
Anything,
yeah.
The Pakistans. Like, as in like... The tuck shop people, those Pakistans or the... Yeah. Their accent is cool. Can you like to impersonate?
Be Pakistani.
So I need to be a Pakistan that owns a tuck shop.
So just to give you background, if you're not South African, here in South Africa, we have a lot of people from Pakistan that come to South Africa and then they start what would be a tuck shop or like a small shop that is in a lot of like, in South Africa, it's called a spaza shop, but basically it's like a convenience, it's a small convenience store in a way.
Informalish.
Yeah, it's an informal convenience store that actually isn't, so we also have garages or petrol stations, which are convenience stores, but those stores are expensive because you're paying for the convenience. Exactly. Whereas with the
spaza shops,
they're
actually priced, like a bit cheaper.
Yeah, they're cheaper and all of that. So
and they're local, they're closer to you than going to a supermarket.
She wants that impersonation, Jess.
Yeah.
Go.
Okay. Buy. Don't you want to buy this? It's 15 land. I can add, you know those sweets? Yeah. Come buy from my shop. You know the tomatoes I only sell for 5 rand. How much they sell it for? Buy. Come support my shop, buy. You know that I have the good quality here, buy.
You know the funny one when you ask them a price of like that starts with 5, like 50 cents or 5 rand, you'll be like, hey my friend, how much is this thing? They'll be like, 5 rand, 50 cent, my friend. 50 cent, 50 cent.
That sounds a lot like the Indians, though, as well.
But they're actually not Indians. They're Pakistanis, eh?
No, that Jess, I approve of your impersonations. Like, yes. I want to ask a question. Has anyone here? Like, this is the movie show coming out. I'm sorry, but has anyone here ever watched The Office?
The Office. No.
So Steve Carell, he acts in The Office, and his character, he's the boss. But he does impersonations of people. So, like, he's actually brilliant at it. You should go check it out. He really, really, really is good with impersonations. And, so, Jess, if you carry on doing impersonations, your show will probably be lost. Because impersonations are funny.
Do you know who inspires me with accents and impersonations? Is Trevor Noah. I won't lie. That guy is... Like, the thing that makes the story funny is that... He'll tell maybe the saddest story, but then the fact that he's using the accent of that person makes it funnier.
Yeah.
So you'll die laughed, I promise you. Like if you watch his stand-up comedies, like he just changes into Russian accent, into Chinese, into Scottish, all those types of accent. I'm just like, wow, you're good. That's why he's funny. Like he inspires me.
He's from here, of course.
He's from South Africa but currently in America.
That decided to move to America. But anyway.
I don't care.
So last thing that we're going to do with you two is we decided to search a couple of funny riddles.
Yes, we did.
We did.
Wow. Afterwards, we thought we should have
gotten you two to do prank calls. You know what? I feel like in the future...
We are doing prank calls for our challenges.
I feel like we should get you to do shade prank calls.
Yes, it's that different. That would be funny. Two different
like, right? So that is coming in the future. But for this show, we're going to end off with some riddles. So I'm going to read out the riddle. And then you guys can guess.
I feel like I know them. I'm just joking.
All right. First question. Why is Europe like a frying pan?
Why is Europe like a frying pan?
Oh. Yeah, not a flying one. A frying one.
Because they like fish and chips?
No.
Shocking. Cause they fry a lot just like
the word fry is not in the answer.
Yes.
Because they're Europeans.
No.
What's that supposed to mean?
Why is Europe a fry pad? Cause they you.
People, can we use our brains for this one? Can we take time?
I don't know, guys. I don't know that one.
Because it has grease at the bottom.
Wow. Oh.
That is so cool. That's a nice one.
Geography. You see? No, it was funny. You laughed. You laughed. Exactly. Next riddle. Samuel was out for a walk when it started to rain. He did not have an umbrella and he wasn't wearing a hat. His clothes were soaked, yet not a single hair on his head got wet. How could this happen?
Because he was bald.
Damn it. that was a good one. All right, next one. How do you spell cow, as in the animal, cow, mm-hmm. in 13 letters?
How do you spell cow in 13 letters?
In 13 letters, how do you spell cow?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, you're J, K, L, M. You're not spelling cow, you're doing the alphabet. Right, so there's the... Oh, okay. I can spell it C...
Stop, you're wrong.
But it's spelled in 13 letters. Cow.
No, that's cow. I didn't ask for that. I asked for cow.
Cow.
How do you spell cow? In 13 letters.
C-O-W. Wait, C-O.
Did you say U?
Sorry?
Did Ashley just say C-O-U-W?
Well, she's your co-host, man.
Mm-hmm. I lost it, guys. I don't know.
I don't know.
All right. The answer is you spell it C O W S E E O D O U L B L E U O. Y O U. So in other words, C. So the word C, uh-huh. I see you C O double, as in like more than one double, and you. That is how you spell cow in 13 letters.
Wow, that was a good one.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
We actually got this one.
Next riddle: a pet shop owner had a parrot with a sign on its cage that said, "Parrot repeats everything it hears." Mm-hmm. Davy bought the parrot and for 2 weeks he spoke to it and it didn't say a word. He returned the parrot, but the shopkeeper said he never lied about the parrot. How can this be?
Wait, please just repeat that again.
So a guy bought a parrot from a pet shop and the parrot was advertised that it says it will repeat whatever it hears. Mm-hmm. So the guy bought the parrot, excited, etc., and he's been speaking to the parrot for 2 weeks. The parrot has said nothing. So he takes it back to the shop owner, and the shop owner says to him he never lied about the parrot. How can this be?
He never lied.
So in other words, he was telling the truth.
Oh, because the parrot says whatever he hears.
But the parrot never said anything.
Wasn't the parrot deaf?
Yes, that is correct. The parrot was dead.
Okay.
Death. Sure. Death. All right. Let me find another one. We are about to ask, why did Snap, Crackle, and Pop get scared?
Because they snap, crackle, and pop.
No, because they heard there was a serial killer on the loose.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shocking.
Why? It took you long to get there. In case you're wondering, Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, and pop is a cereal. All right, last riddle. If two snakes marry, what will their towels say?
What would they what?
Towels.
As in what towels? As in towels, as in bath towels?
Yeah. Or... You know when they like brand, you know, like Mr. and Mrs. or like, mm-hmm. I don't know what other ones they do. What would, if two snakes marry, what will their towels say?
Mrs.
No.
Ah, but then they hear so.
I feel like Tavo got it and then he looked at me and was like, ah! Anything, Jess?
I'm lost. I don't know what it is.
Wait. Still thinking. You know when... Okay.
Time is up.
No, there's no time up. I'm putting on my thinking cap. I learned this from...
You had the cap on the entire time. Oh my goodness. What is going on?
My invisible one. I learned this in grade 3.
No wonder. It's invisible.
They told... I know, it's fine. My thinking cap didn't want to switch on. The light bulb was just off.
His and hers.
I wanted to
was close though.
You didn't say
I said something about y'all his though.
Didn't say it. Yeah, you said that's why that's where Tapo looked at me. He was like, so you were close, but then you didn't.
You see, thinking cap worked a bit. Thinking cap,
no, it happened before the thinking cap. Actually, I suggest you get rid of that thinking cap.
I think I should create one. I've learned from The Flash how to create a thinking cup. I just need to wait for lightning and then put it on and then, yeah. And wait for a particle accelerator to explode. And then I got a thinking cap. I'll have the best knowledge. Okay, I'm sorry.
All right. You guys were doing well and now we're just gagging
again. I'm just joking.
You guys should seriously consider changing your name to... Time to love here. Yeah.
Time to love here. Yeah. What are you listening to? Time to love here.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, this has been initiation with yes. Just Gags with Jess.
It was tough. Mm. I think they scraped through, but just managed to.
Mm.
Just like how I just managed to grin. When they made the jokes.
So tell us, just to end off the show, when does your guys' show come out and why should we listen to it?
Our show comes on every Tuesday at 4. And listen to it if you don't want to be bored with the Shade Show. I mean, come on.
All right, now I'm going to respond to that. So Just Games with Jess comes out every Tuesday at 4. Yes. But The Shade Show comes out on a Friday afternoon. It is the last show for the week, and it is to make up for all the bad shows that happen during the week, especially Just Gags with Jess at 4 on a Tuesday. So listen to it, because then you'll be able to listen to The Shade afterwards and hear the quality of The Shade as opposed to Just Gags with Jess. And this has been The Shade Show right here on AgriFM. Thank you so much.
That was funny.
To Just Gags with Jess. We appreciate both of you coming in, taking in the time to be shaded.
Yes.
And we are now signing out. We will be back here next week, same time, same place, with more shade for you. Because,
yeah.
We are here to shade.
Mm-hmm. From us.
To you.
Time to love you.
Peace out.
Active FM radio has never been better.
Picture this, an 8-year-old kid growing up in Georgia, having a hard time with the world that he was seeing. Coming home from school, scared to death and always wondering what kind of mood his dad would be in. That kind of home can do a number on you. Mom and dad broke up, and I guess I broke too. I grew up thinking nothing good could ever come from a story like mine. But who turns a broken dream into a life redeemed? Who can turn your worst defeat into your victory? Who saw me where I was and led me where I stand? My life is living proof that only Jesus can. Everybody's got that hurt they wish that never happened. Everybody's got that pain they wish they could undo. But wounds become scars and scars become stories when it comes to the story of you. Who turns a broken dream into a life redeemed? Who can turn your worst defeat into your victory? Who saw me where I was and led me where? Change me. Only Jesus can take me from lost to found. Hallelujah, I'm singing. Can turn your worst defeat into your victory. Who saw me where?